Hey, Joel, what episode is it?
Let me see. I think it's episode 50.
That was crazy. I'm so hyped right now. I feel like I'm running through a tunnel to start playing basketball.
I wish.
What's going on, everybody? And welcome to episode 50.
50.
50. Of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul. Joel the 50 Hernandez.
Yo, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50.
And Alvin the 49 plus 1 Martinez.
Yeah, 50, 50, 50, 50, all day. 50.
What's up, boys?
Yo.
You guys have a good week off? Good vacation?
Yo, how was you? Disney.
It was good, man. It was sick. Good, I love good, that good. Place. You guys will know how it is soon.
Shit.
You guys excited for episode 50? We made it.
Crazy.
50.
That's a lot of episodes. I think I was looking back, and it was around this time last year when we started
March 9th.
The podcast. It was March 9th, yeah. So it was
our next episode, I think, is going to be like our...
centennial.
Our anniversary.
And annual, whatever you want to call it. Anniversary.
Birthday.
Birthday. Huh? Our birthday episode. That's birthday pretty good. Episode. That means we only missed like 4 weeks in a year.
Yeah, that's really
steady. I like that. Okay, so because we're celebrating our 50th episode, we decided to have a podcast devoted to the listeners, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the support of all of you. Mm-hmm. We reached out via our Instagram stories earlier in the week, asking for subject matter for some of our segments, and we got like a huge response from everybody. So instead of only choosing one of the responses, we're just going to do a shit ton of them, because like, it's our show and we can do that. Also, just as a disclaimer, if we didn't choose one of your topics or suggestions, sorry, there was a lot. We do appreciate it. We got a lot of them, so we'll try and cover it in an upcoming episode. It's good. It's good content for us to have in the future.
For sure.
One more disclaimer. This is probably going to be a dumb long episode, so strap in. And without further ado, up first.
Fire round.
I was off for a week.
Up first, the fire round. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's first question comes from some guy that we know pretty well, Christopher Chu from Montreal.
Yo,
what's going on? First of all, thank you, Chris, for all the insight and mentoring with the podcast for all of us.
For sure.
The support has been unreal. If you guys haven't yet, check out the Sneaker Podcast out of Montreal. Chris asks, what's the last shoe you found in your closet that you forgot you owned?
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good one. And I should have probably thought about these, but I was too busy making it, so I didn't actually think about any of these answers. So Alvin up first.
I want to say bread toes.
Ooh.
Forgot I purchased those.
And then you just posted a random picture
like
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, these are cool. Oh, let's take some pictures. And then, I forgot I had those, though.
Have you worn them yet?
No.
Still no?
No. Chilling.
True.
How about you, Joel?
Same thing, too. Like, on the Jordan 1 tip. AJ KOs. I saw them, like, oh, yeah, I remember I had these, man. Canvas and everything. So.
The bread ones, no?
Yeah. The black and red ones.
Mine is the International 3s. Like, the off-white with, the red and the blue panels. Like, a sail upper.
Is that the one with the signature?
The one with the signature. Yeah. I completely forgot I bought them when they first came out. And I thought they were the coolest shoe. And then I just put them in the closet. And then I was going through like the stacks of Jordan 3s. I was like, what's that navy blue box? What is that?
Oh, is it a navy blue?
It comes in a navy blue box. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I didn't ask for his answer because it's not that easy when you do that Instagram poll.
He's probably going to say like,
Look at Frags.
I bought a pair of shattered backboards.
I forgot my ninth pair of shatterds. Yeah. I thought I only had eight.
My eighth union pair.
Bro, Chris, you need to chill with that stuff, man.
Holy.
I guess when you like something, you like something.
Always finds a good price or something.
When you like something, you like something, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris, from Montreal for that question. Next up is Guri_2424 from, I couldn't figure out where you're from. He/she, I'm not sure, asks, if you were to only wear one pair of shoes for the rest of your life, What would it be and why? Joel, you can go first for this one.
Oh, man.
Is this one pair of multiple colorways or just one pair?
Whatever you guys want. It just says one pair, so I'm going to assume it's literally one pair of shoes.
Forever.
First of all,
forever and ever.
I'm a sneakerhead, so that'll never happen.
I know, right?
No, we're talking like apocalypse happens. What just happened? Apocalypse just happened. The apocalypse. Is my mic working?
Dude, I can hear you. There you go.
Yeah. We're talking like the apocalypse happens and you're leaving the house and you can only bring one shoe with you to your bunker. What is it? So you can wear it forever.
So it's the one I'm killing zombies in?
Yeah.
It's not a zombie apocalypse.
It is. If it's an apocalypse, it's the only apocalypse is a zombie apocalypse. Black Summit 3, dog.
Mm.
Leather.
Yeah,
they're black. Easy to clean. Mm. Wipe off that zombie blood.
You're set.
And I've been rocking those little tech socks.
True, yeah. Done. Yeah. What about you, Joel?
Probably, I don't know. Something leather, for sure.
Something
like
leather?
Like an Air Max 1 or something. Leather. Air
That's
Max.
Not leather.
Yeah, there's like a leather Air Max that, one. Like that black and that... red Air Max.
Oh, yeah, the bread. Oh, the bread the one. Valentine's one or whatever that it was. One, yeah.
True.
I'll probably grab that.
I think mine would be silver bullets, surprisingly. True. Just because it's a low cut. I don't know if I could do a mid cut for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but the mesh, if you get zombie blood, it goes through and sees through the mesh.
The mesh, true. The zombies are going to see the 3M.
We completely changed the question.
The zombies are going to follow you, bro.
That's what I mean. They're going to see the glare and it's like, oh, Lawrence is there.
And then they'll just...
I hate you guys so much. Well, now I regret my choice.
We still answered it.
Yeah, we did. We just made it our own.
Made it more
Sorry, Gurry 2424, but that was our question. We made our own fire round question. Next up is another familiar name, King Kamba from Calgary.
Oh, yeah.
The brother. What's the biggest pair you passed on and regret?
Oh, that's a good question.
I can go first since I'll give you guys a second to think. I think mine right now, just at this current time, would be Shadow Ones last year. I kept saying, like, I'm not going to go for a black and gray Jordan 1 before I go for my Breads or my Royals or my All-Star or my Top 3 or whatever. But then every day I realize, yeah, I could have wore that Shadow every day.
You know what it was? It was your gray crew socks.
Yeah, that's true too. Ooh, shit. I didn't even think of that. If that's anyone's selling shadows in an age,
I'll trade you one pair of gray crew socks for your shadows.
Shit, gray crew socks with shadows would be fire.
You're welcome.
Why do you gotta do that? Dang. All right, Alvin, what's one pair that you regret passing on? The biggest pair.
I don't know if it's really called passing because I couldn't afford it, but the Atmos ones.
Mm.
They re-released it. I'm like, yo, this.
That was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, it's my turn. And then I was like, oh, no, it's not my turn.
Not quite.
Bank account wasn't letting me.
Yeah.
Your mind said it was your turn, but your bank account was like, nah, it's not your turn. It's your turn to pay a mortgage.
Yeah.
Damn.
Stupid house.
We don't need those things. Zombie apocalypse is coming. You just need a bunker.
True. Bunker. Facts. I gotta save it for a bunker.
A bomb shelter? Yeah. Joel, what about you? What's one pair you regret passing on?
I don't know. For me, it would probably be the Chicago ones.
Oof.
Like, I was able, like my hookup was there.
Mm-hmm.
My size was there. And I was like, nah, I'm gonna pass. And I regret passing up on it.
Definitely an unpopular opinion, but I think Chicagos are a little bit overrated for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a great shoe, and white and red is nuts. Yeah. But I like black and red better.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Bread all day.
All day.
What about you guys? Bread or Shadow? Or sorry, bread or Chicago?
Bread.
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, okay, good.
All day.
I'm glad we're on the same page. That's why we're friends.
All day.
Anybody who said Chicago, unfollow the podcast. Just kidding. We need you. And the final fire round question for this week comes from another familiar name. Konatsky from the T.O. First of all, Konatsky says, first of all, congrats on the 50th episode. His question, Brody's, if you ever get a chance to have one OG pair of Jordans, what silhouette would you choose? So we're talking first year it ever came out.
Wow.
Yeah. His answer, he said Black Cement 3s because it was the shoe that got him into the game. Mm-hmm. And it's also the first model he did a sole swap and midsole repaint on.
Ooh, so
that's kind of interesting. It's a cool story.
Nice. Yeah.
What about you guys?
I flip the switch and just go white cement threes.
Yeah. Dunk contest.
Like dunk contest.
Yeah.
It was just.
How can you not?
It's just. Yeah.
The shape on those OG threes too is
fucked. Yeah, man.
The box, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
White cement three?
Yeah.
What about you?
Same boat. Probably white cement threes as well.
Really?
Yeah. Just like you said, like the box, everything. Like
the shape on the OG threes, like, oh man. Like, man. I think my answer would be bread one, though.
That would have been.
Would have been? But.
If I was going to get an OG of anything. The three.
and then get the OG three and then send them to Konatsky.
There you go.
For a swap
to 2012 midsole.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Guri2424, King Kamba, and Konatsky for the fire round questions. If you would like to submit a fire round question and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, something that we could not include the listeners in. The CGS picks, because we are CGS, so we must pick them. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, give our thoughts, and update you about. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Just
burr-cut.
Burr.
Just burr-burr-cut.
Burr. First up, we're going to go with Alvin, because he has a two-parter for y'all.
All right. So my pick. Was
oh, you're talking pick.
Is it the pick?
Your pick or your pick.
The pick.
Okay. Pick. Backpack?
Backpack.
Oh my. You're so filthy.
CGS after dark.
Oh man. So this first one is the Saucony Shadow 6000 Avocado Toast. Mm-hmm. And by the time you guys listen to this, it would have already been out.
Nice.
Retail is $130 American. And it's a cool shoe. I personally always loved the Shadow 6000 silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that like avocado green on the top with like a brown, like a light brown. Ish.
Toasty.
Like a toasty brown.
Like a toast brown.
Yeah, like a toasty brown. And then just a white midsole with a bit of granite.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute, man. Definitely dope shoe. The materials are crazy. The suede looks super buttery. But for me right now, it's just a cute. Just cause there's a lot of other stuff. Right now, too. But the details are dope. Like, there's an avocado shape on the top and stuff. And like,
with the Saucony logo as the pit. Is that what it's called? Yeah, the avocado is a seed or a pit?
Pit. It's a pit.
Okay.
I guess it's a seed, too.
Tell me you can see the heel. Do you see what it says on the heel?
No.
Saucamole. Like guacamole, but it's like Saucony. Like, that's crazy, bro. Like, okay. I really don't like this shoe. Like, you sent it, and I was like, ooh, kind of looks like the Grinch. But in like a bad way.
Yeah.
Like a Grinchy Grinch.
Yeah.
And then I saw the details, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, details are
rad,
dope.
Yeah, man. Like, that's very, very cool. Sick.
But again, just a cute for me for right now.
Just a cute.
Yeah.
I'm gonna jump in next because it's kind of funny my story with this one. So I sent you guys my pick today, and it was LeBron James inspired Soldier 12. And to me, at first saw it, it's got like a light blue toe cap. It's got like straps that are kind of striped. It's got yellow and red and white and gum sole. And I was like, this is a Toy Story LeBron. Like it looks a lot like a Toy Story LeBron. It's the Fly Ease, by the way. Sorry, I didn't mention that. So it's the one that is very, very easy to get on. It doesn't have any laces.
Yeah.
But apparently it's Arthur. Like Arthur the...
Every day when you're walking down the street.
Yeah. Nah, true. What is he? A badger?
Everybody that you
meet. Is he a rabbit?
No, his homie
Buster's the rabbit. What's Arthur? Anyways,
I don't know.
Whatever he is, it's him.
That's cute.
It looks a lot like Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah, I see the colorway too.
Like I literally saw it and I was like, cool, a Woody LeBron. Ooh.
But they didn't really put a lot of brown into that though.
Woody LeBron.
There's not enough brown or yellow
brown
or anything. Yeah.
To make it like an Arthur thing.
Like when it was a Woody, it gave me a Woody. And now that it's Arthur, it's like whatever.
Yeah, because like it definitely looks more like a Woody shoe as opposed to an Arthur shoe.
Maybe it's just the
because you have the gum bottom.
The licensing was too expensive for Toy Story, so and they the were like, "Oh, we'll just do Arthur." Yeah, I don't know. Kind of lame because there's a Buzz Light. Did you guys see the Buzz Lightyear LeBron 16? There's like a Buzz Lightyear LeBron 16 low, and it's like all white with like a lime and purple on the outsole, and that looks like Buzz Lightyear. So I was like, oh, cool. They're doing like a whole Toy Story pack because Toy Story 4 is this summer. It's all adding up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just got back from Disney and I was like, this is meant to be. And then it was Arthur.
Arthur.
Even after I put my pick in, that's when I realized it was Arthur. And I was like, it's too late now.
Oh, the Buzz Lightyears are dope, though.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Very clean. But I can't do white flying it. So.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So these for me are a poop just because I feel like the execution was not good enough. And if they... This goes back to before when we discussed the theming and the name and the nickname making the shoe. Because if it was Woody, like I said, Woody. Next up and final up, Joe Dooney. What you got?
Yo, yo, yo. So my pick was the Japan exclusive Air Max 95 Mount Fuji. It's a pretty cool looking shoe. it's dope though because the detail alone, like on the tongue tag, it's got like the background of like a scenic background of like a mountain.
Oh, I thought it was waves. Okay, it's a mountain.
Mount Fuji, right? So it's like in a slate gray blue, if you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
The midsole on the bottom, it's got the kanji writing. I'm gonna guess it says for Mount Fuji. Sorry, but
maybe it says just do it.
But they have that just do it all over the. I don't know, that killed it for me.
I agree.
Like if they did like a gradient going into like the speckled, you know, slate gray midsole, then you know I that'd be like a scoop. Scoop de whoop, you know.
Is your mic working, man?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It just killed it for me. The just do it.
Yeah, the just do it definitely is. I'm not a fan of that. Like you said, if it didn't have the writing, it would be clean.
Like even if it just didn't have no writing at all, it just kept like that upper.
Even just the leather upper, like that tumble leather sail off white looking upper is crazy.
Yeah,
man, this was Atmos or something. No.
I don't even know.
I think it was the Atmos. What's his name? I'm gonna mispronounce his name. The Atmos guy. I think he had a hand in designing this shoe.
Oh, did he?
I believe
that. I didn't even know.
Sure,
but there's no release date as of yet. So probably next month.
Air Max month is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And Alvin's bonus pick for this week.
Bonus
because it's episode 50, so we're just doing whatever we want. We're going crazy. We're off the rails this week, guys.
We're going crazy.
We're all doing 20 different This Week in Kicks picks.
Y'all ain't even ready. So my secondary point 2.0 pick is the Why Not 0.2 PEs from Russell Westbrook. It's the Rugrat theme one, but the specific character is Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I just love what Russell's doing with all those colorways, bro.
It's like, crazy.
I agree.
The Game Boy one, the Nerf one, and now the Rugrats one.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Pure nostalgia. Like even the box that it came with was like based off of like Chucky's hair and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like even the insoles, like just the detailing, the colors, I think was like perfect. And man, they're dope.
Details.
Yeah. I actually looked into, cause you know how they've all had like crazy packaging.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually like a third party manufacturing company that's doing the packaging for his pairs.
Yeah.
Like they're doing all the boxes and all the extras and accessories that come with them. So I super, super, super highly doubt they'll actually see a release with any of those special boxes. Unfortunately.
Fine.
I still copped the shoe though. The shoe's pretty dope. The
shoe's super cool.
Yeah. This is definitely a scoop. I probably won't scoop to be honest, but if I did have the opportunity and the money, I definitely would.
Mm.
So
is there a reason this wasn't your first pick or you just saw it after?
I saw it after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I just honestly just want to talk about them because I loved Rugrats growing up.
Yep.
And Chucky was the man. So.
Chucky.
Holler, Russell. I want to know what else he's coming
friend
out
of the
with,
show.
Man.
Yeah, for real.
I know.
Saved by the Bell.
Ooh.
Fresh Prince.
Oh. Hang Time. He should do a Hang Time one.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
I think that goes more into the 90s, though.
Yeah.
That is 90s, right?
This is 90s, yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, they're all 90s, yeah. The next segment, This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. This week, we have a massive list of articles to cover because the listeners went in. Yeah, this is a really long list of things they want us to talk about. Mm-hmm. Got you guys.
Let's go.
So the first one is actually not from any listener at all. It's from Alvin. It's Dennis Smith Jr. and Under Armour renovate the Fayetteville basketball courts.
Yeah, man.
Tell us about it, Alvin.
So Fayetteville, aka The Ville, which is like, you know, literally hours away from Charlotte, is where Dennis Smith Jr. grew up. That's where he played ball. That's where he developed all his craziness.
His ups. Mm-hmm.
He's ridiculous. You see that dunk he missed?
Yeah, yeah.
Stop.
Man has boings.
He's crazy. But anyway, he teamed up with Under Armour and just literally renovated the court that he essentially grew up on and wants to help out the community. Nice. And it's also where J. Cole grew up.
That was sick. As soon as I read Fayetteville, I was like, The Ville?
Yeah, which is dope. And I guess that's why he dunked over that whole little thing.
And he put on J. Cole's jersey.
Oh, that was so crazy. Cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, honestly, work together with Under Armour did a dope, like, if you guys check the pictures, like, the courts look crazy. Like, they're super clean. They're black and orange.
Wow. Super sick.
Nice.
And obviously, like, Under Armour did their thing. And they're outdoor courts, too. And it looks like they ran a program, too. So after they built the court, Dennis Smith Jr. ran some cams and ran some drills with the kids and stuff. So
nice.
Definitely cool, man. I always love it when, you know, brands and players get together to, you know, help out the community.
Yeah, for sure.
I also heard, this is all verbatim, so it's probably a little bit inaccurate. But so, you know, Hardy Girl, friend of the show, mm-hmm. Scholar, Sean, Uncle Scott, mm-hmm. Went to All-Star this week. Yeah. Last 2 weeks ago? Shit, what week is it right now?
A couple weeks
ago. Hardy Girl, was telling me that she was there and she was like, hey, Under Armour, are you guys doing anything? Like, we'd love to come to events or like show face or whatever. And they were like, no, we're not doing too much. And apparently the reason was because Steph wanted to put the budget towards funding local programs like so that could be under that same umbrella because it's Under Armour obviously, but it could be like, I don't know if it was Steph's school or alma mater or anything like that, but I know Under Armour did a lot of like goodwill stuff that weekend rather than throwing massive parties or doing huge installations. Not to say that's kind of shit is super cool, but like that's super impactful. Like it's one of those things that'll last much longer than just the weekend. So massive shout out to Under Armour for that.
That's dope.
Number two, the Jordan 1 Couture, which was one of Joel's picks, actually. Mm-hmm. Did you see the picture circulating on the internet of, quote-unquote, the crease?
Yes.
What's the crease? So, no. So, a photo that has been circulating through Instagram from Dam_B, wearing a brand new pair of Jordan 1 Coutures that just came out. And he posted a picture on Instagram, and it's a massive, disgusting crease.
Ew, it's a plastic.
Bro. Yeah, I think I remember saying on the podcast it looks almost like a pleather. So,
but it's cracked.
Yeah, it's just gross looking.
That's a bad crease.
And just add the red over the crease.
Yeah, just give you the red strip to put wherever you please.
Right? Yeah. Exactly, man.
So it kind of raises some eyebrows for a lot of reasons because this was supposed to be a Jordan 1 Couture, I think was the nickname, and it was like probably the worst quality Jordan 1 that's come out in a long time. So does that concern you guys at all? Because Jordan 1s up until this point had been really good. Like they'd done a solid job for the past 2 years. Any concerns, raising any eyebrows, anything like that, or just a one-off? What do you think?
I wasn't surprised.
No?
No. Just that when we were looking at, like, when we spoke about it, we were like, this looks pretty, like, it's not patent leather.
The material looked weak sauce, right? For sure.
So it's like, I'm not surprised at all.
Was it retail or did they jack up the price on that one?
I don't know, actually. That was Joel's pick. What do you think?
I think it was retail. Retail. Pretty sure it was retail, but either way.
Either way, man. If you're paying $215 Canadian or whatever,
And like, I don't know.
If you're calling something couture or you want it to be upper level in some way, that shouldn't happen at all.
Oh, agree.
Well, I guess we got to wait for the other crease pitchers to come up. If yeah. Maybe that was like a one of pair.
Yeah, maybe it was a one off. It's possible. Yeah.
But maybe at the same time,
an outlier.
Like, regardless, that's an ugly crease. And it looked like the leather was cracking.
Yeah, it just looked bad.
Yeah.
Scary.
Speaking of looked bad. Damn. Oh, number three on our list of This Week in Kicks was probably the most requested, submitted, I don't know what you want to call it, topic for us to talk about in This Week in Kicks.
I know which one.
Zion.
Yeah.
This probably could have been a main discussion topic in itself. So anybody who didn't see, I mean, where were you if you didn't see it? Well, these guys are adjusting their chairs. They want to go in right now. During the Duke UNC game, which had tickets like $10,000, like crazy. Obama was there, like crazy. One of the most hyped college games in a long time. Not that I watch college basketball, but I hadn't heard that much about a college game in a long time.
Rival.
Yeah, and they're rivals too. Yeah. So in the opening minutes, literally the game just started. Zion blew right through the bottom of his PG 2.5. Mm-hmm. He suffered a mild knee strain as a result, and he's been day to day ever since. Did you guys saw it, right? Huge, like it literally went right through the bottom his foot of the went shoe. Through.
I thought he slipped at first.
Yeah, it looked like he just fell.
And then I saw the sole of the shoe. See, I'm like, what the?
The shoe is like around his calf.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? So obviously this raises a bunch of questions. So just from the basketball perspective, because we are all into that, should the NBA lower the age to 18 so these kind of players can go straight to the league? Because Zion is 99% going to go first overall. Mm-hmm. Like, does he even need to play in the NCAA this year? Like, it's literally just like semantics at this point. Like, he doesn't actually need to be there. It's just because of the stupid rule from the NBA. And now he could have got seriously injured and he could have risked his entire career because he's playing games that don't matter. So do you think they should lower it back down to so they can come straight out of high school?
No, you know, this kid's getting a free education.
But for a year. He's not even getting a diploma or degree or diploma or whatever.
You should pull a Vince Carter. Because same injury could happen to you in the NBA. What are you going to do after you get injured?
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Pull a Jeremy Lin. Go to Harvard for four years.
Jeremy Lin's hella smart and he's still in the NBA like killing it.
Yeah.
Yo, guess who's still in the NBA? Vince Carter's still in the NBA, and he got his things done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah, he could be in the NBA right now, but I feel like there's always room to grow. Yeah.
True.
And as beastly as he is, like, I don't know, man.
He's definitely progressed a lot this year, just if you look at, like, his first early games to now. Like, he's definitely elevated his game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, then you could ask, should they be getting paid? Because they literally, all they make is their 1 year of tuition and, like, a free pair of shoes, which apparently that pair of shoes didn't do a good job. Mm-hmm. Should they be being paid? Because the NCAA makes a shit ton of money. Mm-hmm. A lot. And then if they do get paid, where you draw the line, if you pay this guy, that means you have to pay every NCAA athlete. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just pay one dude.
No, I don't know.
It risks. So. It's
don't get paid.
Because then if you don't pay them, they also have. It's not they have to play in the NCAA to go to the NBA. It's they have to take a year off after high school so they could also go overseas and play like Luka did. Mm-hmm. Luka stayed overseas, played a year, and look at Luka now.
Yeah.
Like, man is like tearing it apart and you get paid over there. Did he play 1 year? No, I think he played a couple years overseas. I think he's like 21. So yeah, those were some questions. Do you think he should play the rest of the year, Zion? We're talking about again.
Like, finish off the rest of like Duke year?
Like, should he? Like, does it even matter? Like, that was kind of like, did that kind of make him go like, whoa, like, this doesn't matter, chill.
I think he should play the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Just to like, you know, I guess prove a point. Kind of thing, right?
Yeah,
because you know who knows. Maybe
finish where you start.
Yeah, like
try to be a role model. You trying to say?
Yeah, like you know what I mean. Like I don't know.
I don't know if those exist anymore. He might just end up going to North Carolina or something. We'll see. Just saying. Who knows, man?
Can you imagine? Holy shit! So now down to the shoes. So what went wrong? There's a lot of things wrong with the whole situation. Apparently, the main thing. Apparently, he'd worn through the shoe longer than he should have, says an equipment trainer for Duke. Like, these professional athletes should probably only be wearing these shoes for maybe a couple games max. Mm-hmm. Like, you should probably have a practice shoe and a game shoe. Apparently, he had worn them for, like, a bunch of practices, a couple games, and now he was on, like, his third game or something like that. And then, surprise, surprise, you blow right through the shoe. But even still, like, the way that that happened to the shoe didn't look like it was just wear and tear. Like, yeah. it ripped through rubber, through the midsole. It wasn't even on seams. Like, it just collapsed. I don't even know how to describe it. So now the next question is, why was he even in a PG
2.5? Yeah.
Yep.
He like, usually balls in Kyrie's. Like, he's.
Does he?
Like, in Kyrie 5s, I think.
Does he?
He balls in,
Oh, I didn't even know that. That's even worse.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Because I know, like, RJ Barrett, he balls in, like, the 2.5.
That's fine.
Yeah.
He probably weighs, like, 200 pounds. Yeah. Like, Zion is, like, the 280 pounds.
Like, he's, like, a guard center. Like,
yeah, man.
He should probably be wearing, like, when he gets to the league, he's going to get his own shoe, and it's going to be bulkier than a LeBron, because he's bigger than LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be playing in a shoe that's made for a guy who's 80 pounds lighter than him.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way, no how.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of brings it up. What should he be wearing? What do you think? Alvin, you're the basketball shoe expert. You worked at Foot Locker for 12 years.
I would say LeBron's, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the closest thing out right now to match his body type.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, PG is not
not that huge.
You know what I mean? Especially if they're making the shoe catered for PG, they're not. No.
Yeah, that's it. Just, you know, no.
Like, couple games maybe, but I mean,
no.
It just sucks that it happened, but no.
What's Joel Embiid wearing? Joel Embiid's wearing
Under Armour.
Yeah, maybe he should be looking at what Joel is wearing. But he's a Nike athlete though. Zion. Or no, sorry, Duke is Nike.
Duke is Nike.
I apologize. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't wear it. Damn.
Well, you gotta rock the Bronze, man.
It's gotta be LeBron.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what he wears in his next game.
If he plays.
Mm-hmm. That's the next
thing. I honestly hope he does.
Yeah.
But.
You hope he does, but do you think he should?
Yeah.
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 Man.
Finish that shit.
March Madness is coming up.
So true. Like, yeah. Literally in like a couple days.
Yeah.
You guys are trying to act like you're the biggest thing. You guys are the biggest thing, to be honest. You guys are killing other schools. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you can't just act like that and then not finish.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, prove yourself and win a championship.
Exactly.
So Nike released a statement. I don't know if you guys saw it. Mm-hmm. And they said, "We are obviously concerned and want to wish Zion a speedy recovery. The quality and performance of our products are of the utmost importance. Mm-hmm. While this is an isolated occurrence, we are working to identify the issue." That doesn't really explain anything, but it kind of leads into what's up next. The soul poll. We haven't done one of these in a while.
Ooh.
So we threw up a poll on our story a couple days ago, right after it happened. And the question essentially was, do you think that Zion busting through the PGs will affect the shoe sales going forward? Do you think it was a freak accident and it shouldn't affect sales? Or does it look so bad that it'll hurt the shoe sales in the long run? What do you guys think? What do you think? What is your thoughts, and what do you think the result of the poll was?
It'll probably hurt the sale of the PG.
You think so?
2.5,
yeah.
But that's gonna be like, that's nothing.
Yeah, like a freak accident kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in the past, like when D Rose went down, I'm pretty sure the Adidas D Rose line went like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Nike's not going nowhere.
That's true too. That's very true. Adidas has been up and down for,
because like when D Rose did that, they didn't really have any other athletes.
Yeah, that's true
on
too.
Their roster. Whereas like, okay,
they've
cool.
added more people now, but yeah, you're right. D Rose was like their centerpiece. Yeah. It's like, I guess if LeBron broke his leg, that would be different than Zion straining a knee.
I don't buy LeBron's anyway, so it doesn't.
That's
matter.
True. Yeah,
that's a softer ting.
Very true. Yeah. It's like if Mike broke his leg in Jordan's back then. When Jordans were,
then
it would be different. Would just like, that's the only,
that's the better analogy.
So what do you think the results of the poll were though? Do you think it's the same? Do you think, what do you think the result was? Yeah, just what it was.
Yeah,
I think it was the same. That it shouldn't.
A freak accident?
Shouldn't.
So,
shouldn't affect sales?
Yeah.
60% of our followers said, no, it's a freak accident. It shouldn't affect the sales. I'm surprised that 40% still thought that it would hurt the shoe sales. Because generally that kind of stuff doesn't really, like.
But like once you factor it, because like right now social media is like everything. And then so many people have explanations for everything. And it comes up right after an accident happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like even though, at first you might think that it might hurt Nike sales. Once you hear the explanations of why this may have happened, you'll be like, oh.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I'm not 280 yeah. pounds.
He's a bigger man. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So, I mean, yes and no. Like, I don't, I mean, the 40% holler at us, like, that.
True. Yeah. If you have a different, a reason why. Yeah. Also, just a side thing. I don't know if you guys saw Puma's tweet. Puma
what
said.
What did they say?
It wouldn't happen in
Puma.
That wouldn't have happened in the Pumas. I honestly love it. I still love it. That's every true. Time. Like, they're kind of laughing at people yeah. getting injured, but at the same time, like,
I think the Marcus Cousins says something like that, too.
Did he?
Yeah, like, it wouldn't happen in Pumas.
That's crazy.
DeMarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus. Shout out to DeMarcus. Shout out to Puma.
Word.
Keep it up. I love the savagery. If you need attention, get it however you like. All power to them.
Get it.
So the next probably most popular thing that people wanted to talk about was the Kobe 4 Protro or not. Did you guys hear about this?
Or not. What's the or not?
So this was Alvin's pick. As you remember, it was an All-Star weekend. It was an All-Star weekend drop. So during All-Star weekend, Nike brought back the Draft Day Kobe 4 with its updated Protro format. For those of you who do not know what Protro is, it's promised various cosmetic upgrades along with the addition of full-length Zoom Air in the midsole to provide enhanced performance. Upon receiving the sneaker, many customers were disappointed to find out that Nike's promise of full-length cushioning was not met. Scandal! There was no full-length Zoom. So it was basically publicized and circulated primarily by sneaker YouTubers, the Wear Testers.
Oh,
you guys know about them, Nightwing and the gang. Yep.
Yeah, man.
And they noted that there was only Zoom located in the heel of the shoe.
Wow.
That's kind of wild. Mm-hmm. Like, it's huge. The huger thing is, this isn't the first time it's happened. Do you guys remember when it happened before?
No.
So... there's actually two other instances of it being like noticed. So in 2017, Nike/Jordan Brand advertised Zoom in the heel and the forefoot of the Jordan 15 re-release. Once again, actually, it was Nightwing, called them out, and the shoe was actually taken apart. Like, they took it apart and they saw there was no forefoot Zoom pack.
Wow.
Just in the heel. And for that, Nike offered a refund to anybody who felt misled.
Wow.
But like, who's gonna, I mean,
yeah.
It's one of those things where you're buying a retro Jordan. So you don't really care.
But are you really going to play in the 15s, though?
Exactly. You're not going to play in it. So you don't really care. But at the same time, you're probably paying an extra $20 for the Zoom.
Yeah, the extra Zoom.
So I would be pretty pissed off if they didn't put it in there. And even if you're wearing it casual, you want it to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. Not that 15s are comfortable either way. Also in 2017, Nike is on a hot streak. A Chinese television station called out the brand for claiming a retro version of the Nike Hyperdunk 08 from the Fade to Black pack was equipped with Zoom cushioning when it was not. In this instance, Nike also agreed to refund any purchases for customers who felt misled.
Wow.
I don't feel like it's Nike's fault. I feel like it's whoever's writing these descriptions' fault.
So, yeah. When I was reading through the articles, they said... that they saw it, like they realized it in the description after, but it was too late, and then the people had already bought it. But like,
no.
How can there be?
You should counteract that and tweet something. Or
Can there be such a disconnect between a? I know it's a massive brand, and there's like probably a million departments, but like, bro, like that's a pretty important thing.
Yeah.
Like, it should really just be a memo. Like, this is the description, and they just slide it across the desk, and they're like, "Okay, put it on WordPress."
Yeah.
If you don't use WordPress. But, like, how? That's important. Yeah. Like, very.
Like, nobody proofreads?
Anything at all? Like, come on now.
Once over?
Yeah, anything? Like, really quick. Like, someone's like, Bill Bowerman's like, oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I don't think
nothing?
No.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this time around.
The third time's a charm.
Someone will proofread stuff.
They'll actually start putting Zoom into the shoes. They're supposed to put Zoom in.
Or that.
That's crazy to me. I'd be pissed. And it's not even like I want a refund. I want the shoe. I just want the shoe to have Zoom.
Yeah.
It's not even a good solution.
Send out an insulting.
Yeah. Send me a replacement.
Here you go. Full Zoom.
Full Zoom insult. Something. Yeah. And I wanted to make that noise when I opened the box. Like, I'm like, ooh, what's this? Next up, another highly requested topic for the week. Dornbacher is back. So yeah. Nike is celebrating the 15th year anniversary working with Dornbacher Children's Hospital in Oregon by bringing back some of the most popular releases from the collection. So just quickly, can you guys break down what the Dornbacher collection is about? One of you? Go ahead, Joel. Go ahead, Alvin.
It's a collaboration that they had with a Oregon, right? Mm-hmm. Or yeah. Portland, Oregon hospital that allowed children being patients within the hospital to design their own sneakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a percentage of the sales of that sneaker would go back to the hospital to help fund it.
Yeah.
And now the re-release. My question for these re-releases is, are they still sending a portion of these proceeds to
I also had hospital. That question. I wasn't sure. I couldn't find that information anywhere.
Me neither. I tried to read up on it. I personally, I think you should.
Oh, of course. 100%. You know what I mean? A million like percent. Kids, they have to. Yeah.
These kids designed that for you. Or like, they helped.
They literally had a hand in designing it. Yeah.
And like just to keep up that like tradition or just to keep up that whole
you have
relationship. There, I feel like you still have need to, even though it's a retro. It's just like a, you need to.
They have to.
You know what I mean? Like it's a, in my eyes, it's a must. It's for a you must. To donate still.
So the, five pairs, five, six,
that's
one,
lot.
Two, three, four, five, five announced already, which all happened in like a week. Like they just came out of nowhere. Like they were like, this is coming out.
Yeah.
The first one was Jacob Burris's Air Max 95 from 2015.
That was
great. Next up, Mackenzie Short's Free Run 2 from 2011. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next up, Elijah Diggins' Air Composite 1 from November of 2013, which was really good. Cool. The red with like the, it looked, it was supposed to be blood. It was blood.
Was it blood?
He had a blood disease.
Oh, wow.
So it was blood. Yeah.
That's sick.
next up, Finnegan Mooney's SB Dunk, the Thump from 2012. And then Jordan Dark's, obviously, Air Jordan 6 from 2009, which was like the headliner, I guess you could say, of the re-releases.
Yeah.
So this actually kind of reminded me of a conversation we had a couple weeks ago when I talked about the Galaxies coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, why? Like, there's really no reason. Like, they just kind of came and they came and went, and now that's it. They just kind of threw it into the fire and then let it burn and it's gone. Mm-hmm. But these, like, there's a reason. There's a story. I like the shock drop thing. I love that method that they use. Like, it's out of nowhere and everyone's just like sick.
Yeah.
But again, so this, at least there's a story.
They need to.
They got to give that money.
They got to give money.
Cut,
yeah.
Cut that check.
Cut the check to
Dornbacher. So really quickly, if you could choose any DB model to come back, which would it be? Go.
Threes.
Threes?
Yeah.
Threes too.
Threes? 13s for me.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the fives with the hologram? Like the flashlight? Hologram,
that's honestly, DB threes are my third favorite Dornbacher Jordan, which is crazy because I love threes and I love that red. But the fives are just insane.
Fives are dope.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yep. Next up, we're still in This Week in Kicks, by the way, and it's been an hour. Number six, Spike Lee at the Oscars.
Oh.
Very cool. So Spike Lee was gifted a pair of JTH Jordan 3s from Tinker Hatfield and Mike himself.
Yaga.
All gold, red lining, Spike's 40 acres and a mule logo on the heel tab. And that oversized Jumpman logo on the left heel is crazy. So thankfully, Spike's Black Klansman, the movie that he produced something, won Best Adapted Screenplay at the Oscars. And this was actually his first Oscar.
Yep.
Coming 30 years after Do the Right Thing.
Crazy.
He's never won an Oscar before. This man's been in the game for like longer than my life.
And he's produced a lot.
Classics.
A lot of crazy classics. Movies. Yeah.
He did, he got Game as well.
Yep.
To Do the Right Thing.
Yep.
What else did he do? I don't know anything else.
A lot.
Yeah.
A whole bunch.
A lot of movies you probably don't think he was a part of. You know what I mean? Like
one of those ones.
He's touched a lot. You know what I mean? So it's like, I mean, finally, thankfully, he did win.
But about time.
I mean, you know.
All I got to say is I guess it was the shoes.
Definitely.
Is it the shoes?
Definitely.
Got to be the shoes.
Do you know? Finally, I don't know if this was. Oh, it definitely was actually recommended. I wasn't sure if we put it in there or not. The Nike Dream Crazier commercial. You guys watched it, I'm assuming.
Yep.
So Nike released a follow-up to the Colin Kaepernick commercial that aired earlier this year, or I guess, late last year. Mm-hmm. This time it was highlighting women in sport and noting that female athletes are treated and perceived differently than men in the world of sports. Mm-hmm. Serena Williams commentates the commercial and states, "When we stand for something, we're unhinged. When we're too good, there's something wrong with us. And when we get angry, we're hysterical, irrational, or just being crazy. So if they want to call you crazy, fine. Show them what crazy can do." Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I love that, man.
I love that commercial so much. Like, yeah. I don't even have much to say about it other than I just love it. And I wanted to make sure, if you haven't watched it yet, everyone, please take time out of your day to watch that commercial. Mm. I think like hours after it released, it had already racked up like 3.5 million watches on YouTube or something like that.
Not surprised.
Yeah, not surprised at all. Mm. Nike did it again. Good for them. Because that Colin Kaepernick one was nuts as well. Whew, take a breath. Mm-hmm. This weekend kicks is over.
Oh. I was like, what's next?
Wow. Now we're going to rewind. That was a really bad rewind. Jeez, I feel like these guys trying to do the fire round. Previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show we review our our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Yesterday... I received a package, actually, the Curry 6 from Under Armour. It's called the Oakland Sideshow. Do you guys know what a sideshow is?
I had no idea.
So sideshow. Here's the description straight from Under Armour. I feel like you would know, Joel, of all people, because you're...
Like a circus?
You're old.
Circus sideshow?
No. I thought that's what I thought at first. Sideshow, I was like, is it a circus shoe? Yeah. So Oakland has always had a deep love for automobiles. Mm. According to local historians, the town's car culture stretches back to the 80s when pop-up parties called sideshows began to appear in mall parking lots in East Oakland.
True.
The parties grew as hip-hop music formed roots in the town and have grown ever since. Cars and Oakland culture are inseparable now, and the unofficial sideshow exhibitions speak to that tradition and community.
Sick.
So the shoe is basically based on like an 80s car. So it's got like orange racing stripe, I guess, across the side of it.
Super clean.
Very, very clean. Yeah. And those are actually a Foot Locker / Champs exclusive. So if you're looking to pick those up, they drop March 1st exclusively at Foot Locker Canada and Champs Canada. Mm. And did you pick up anything?
In the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been 2 weeks.
Turbo Greens.
Jeez.
And Infrared 6s.
Damn, you were busy.
That's it for the year, though. I'm done for the year.
Got it out of the way.
Nope, that's it. I'm done. I'm not done, but those are.
What did you think about those two releases, by the way?
I got to see how the Turbo Greens crease. Because, I mean, if those Couture ones crease like that, I'm kind of scared how these will crease.
True story.
And the Infrared 6s, I mean, shout out to our homie Scott. A.K.A. Sean, A.K.A. S-Colored 23. Mm-hmm. He's been...
A.K.A. Tito.
Yeah. Tito Scott, Tito Sean, Tito whatever he wants to be. Tito Black and Red. He's been educating Instagram, man.
Yeah, man.
Because I was listening to one of their podcasts, and this Infrared 6 was the first retro he's purchased since the OG pair.
Since 91. Yeah.
Which was crazy.
Yeah.
So he's been like, posting
50 years.
It's right. 75. He's been posting like a lot of comparison pictures.
Yeah.
And it's been pretty cool, man. He's just been educating everybody. And like, honestly, I like this retro. It's clean. You don't really, I mean, Nike did a good job on him.
Agreed.
I don't know if I'm going to rock him.
No.
It's definitely like a Kanye shoe.
Yes, it is.
But like, I don't know. I still don't know if that's like a part of my swag anymore.
Mm-hmm. You're more like an Air Max guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Sean Weatherspoon.
Yeah.
But we'll see, man. It's a cool shoe. I love the Nike. Obviously, I love the Nike on the back.
Yeah, they killed it.
It's cool.
Quality was really good. Yeah. The shape was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, super shout out to Scott.
Yeah.
Uncle Scott, Uncle Sean, Scott. Scholar, Tito, Bread. let's get this bread. Those posts are really cool. Joel.
I think he picked up some.
What'd you get, boy?
Okay, okay, okay. So, last week.
Man just did like a Birdman hand rub. Like, okay.
What happened to that boy?
That's part two. Okay, so part one. K-Swiss. Shout out to K-Swiss Canada.
Shout out to K-Swiss.
They sent me the S18 International Heritage Joints. These take me back to like the 80s, the 90s, or whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it.
They sent me the tennis shoe. Yeah, it was like the shoe of the year in 93.
Yeah, sick.
So they sent it out. And it's dope, man. It's dope. It's what I was looking for. And they sent it out like QuickTime too.
Yeah.
So shout out to K-Swiss Canada for that.
Very dope.
But yeah, like let's get back to what we were talking about. So shout out to PZCP4.
Yo, PZ.
Shout out Christian, friend of the show.
Word.
I gotta have him on the episode.
So. Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
But me and him, we were working out deals like for the past couple months. I've been hitting them up like, you know, every week because, you know, it's like a layaway plan kind of thing. So. But yeah, I
feel that Walmart smack.
Yeah. Man. So I scooped up a dead stock pair of the Clark Kent 112.
I didn't know they were dead stock.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
I remember Christian telling me I think Christian said he has like 3 dead stock pairs and 1 pair that he says is quote unquote beat. That he wore, like, I see him wear them all the time, but they're not beat.
So, wait.
Farthest thing from.
He has 3 dead stock pairs.
Well, I guess maybe now 2.
But oh, these are my crazy. Gosh. I actually have never held a pair in my hand before. Did you wear them yet, Joel?
Yeah, I did, but
you wore them once?
I cleaned them up.
Man, wiped them down right away. The bubble is, like, completely clear. Like,
holy shit. We got to have him on the show because he told me the way he preserves his shoes.
Oh, yeah. We need
and I'm
that.
Not going to say nothing. I'm going to let him say it.
We need that.
When he comes on the show because he's got some serious way of preserving these shoes.
Yo.
These dropped in 08. These are like fresh out the box. Like,
yo, let me.
Crazy.
Honestly, I stopped listening. Like, I've never held a pair in hand before and I shouldn't have done this to myself.
Let me squeeze into the size 10.
Yo, Peasy, you got any, like a 9? I'll even do a 9.5.
I asked already. Jeez. Only size 10.
I've never held this shoe in my hand.
I might have to squeeze into a size 10. I'm going
to
do it.
I might have to
I'm risking my toes, though. I don't care about my toes.
Insult.
Oh my goodness.
Bro.
That's not, this shoe is unreal, man. Yeah. Like, yeah, holy smokes.
So I was able to cross one off.
That's off your list?
Grill list, yes.
I'm going to add that to my list now.
It's been.
For real.
Been on the list.
So yeah, that's my pickup.
Oh my gosh, cuz.
How long is your guys' list? Is it long? Right, do you actually have a physical list?
No. It's like a mental list for me.
Yeah, pretty much.
If I make a list, it's
But it's
too
not
real.
Deep. Mine's
no.
not deep. Mine's
no?
Like, mine's like a couple.
Like this year I told you guys I made a list and it keeps just growing. I don't like that it's growing.
It shouldn't be
the whole
year.
Point is it's not supposed to like
be just the yearly list.
No, it's
it
not for the year.
List.
It's not for the year. And that would be insane if I bought all these pairs in a year.
Mm.
But I just made it this year so I could be like responsible and like
look
at the list.
Yeah,
exactly. Look at the list and be like, okay, no, save. Don't get infrareds and get this instead. Yeah.
Yeah.
But fuck, man, that shoe is really nice. Shit, I got goosebumps right now.
Yeah, bro.
Shout out to Christian. Ooh,
shout out.
Got to breathe again. That felt like a really long segment, but it was only like 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's because like when you pulled out the 112, it was like time stopped. My heart skipped a beat.
Bro. Time stopped, went faster and slower all at the same time. Like I went to a different dimension. Like I don't even know. Seriously. Oh man, that's a nice shoe. So next up, I'm still fucking geeking off that shoe. Errors, edits, and e-messages. Mm-hmm. We actually got a suggestion from a really good, really, really, really good friend of the show, Alex.
Ooh,
explain later.
Alex, explain later.
He hadn't caught up yet, and he said maybe you should do shit. I don't remember what he's errors. I don't even remember. I shouldn't have even brought it up because I didn't write it down.
Look for it right now.
Yeah, you can look for it. That's an error. Shit, I already made an error. Errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping up, hit us in the DM and we will let the world know that we goofed like I did just there.
Oops.
We actually got a lot of messages this week, obviously, because it was 50 and we reached out to everybody. So once again, thank you everybody for all the amazing messages, for congratulating us or contributing to the episode. If we didn't shout out your suggestion or your anything like that, just know that we saw it and we appreciate you. First up, from KixFam.
Yo.
At KixFam. He actually says he's a little surprised at Alvin's response towards resellers from the last episode.
Yes.
He says he understands my stance, because I've been pretty easy on the resellers. But Alvin has been harsher. And you said when you said that they were good for the culture, KixFam was shocked. You shocked KixFam. Yeah. He says, I'm sure he was quoted as saying, I'm sure NetMag is a good guy, but keeping it real, the resell life is about hoarding and driving price, not helping you find your grail. Which he's not wrong. No, that's what he's saying. Because
oh, okay.
We like the way we talk about resellers now is it helps us, the culture, and it helps us because we're able to find pairs that we're looking for. Yeah. But he's obviously saying the negative connotation with resellers and the negative aspect of it is, yeah, they really are just like buying up a bunch of pairs and controlling the market so they can jack up the price and make a lot of money. Mm. Anything from you to say to at KixFam, Alvin?
I mean, they're the ones putting in the work to have that shoe, and they have to make money some sort of way. And unfortunately, that's by us paying extra for that specific shoe. But at the same time, think about it as like interest. Cause like, I mean, if you couldn't afford the shoe when it first came out, then I mean, unless you're really good friends with somebody who's holding that pair for you just for free, good on you.
You're not going to find that in
but
any bank.
Ain't nobody trying to give you that. No. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I mean, look at it as like, you know, a credit and then an interest on that credit. And then for you to have to pay that interest.
Good way of looking at it.
But I mean, I know, I get it, bro. I get it. If you listen to, like, I'm sure you've listened to the first few episodes when we talked about resellers.
And I've been doing all
I brought out my T-Dot, my T-Dot accent, and be, you know, but.
So you think you're just coming to terms with it now? Cause I know I did. I was also like, honestly, like, fuck resellers. Like, they're assholes. They're taking my, like, I could have got that pair. They're selling it. They're dirty. They're trying to make money. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I'm like, when I go to buy a house, someone's going to resell it to me.
Yo,
I'm not buying it from a fucking pioneer who built it with his bare hands. Mm-hmm. Someone's flipping real estate to me.
Mm-hmm. Hold like, on. If you want to be a real reseller, go get a house.
True story.
The amount of people who line up for like these new build homes.
I saw that.
Is stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like crazy. Stupid. Like man sleep in their cars for like a week just so they can sign up to possibly buy a $300,000 home. No, I lie. A $500,000.
Yeah, I was going to say $300,000. Sign me up. I'll
and
buy it right
now. And flip it for like, what, an extra 100 Gs?
Yep.
That's a real reseller right there.
The thing is, honestly, if sneakerheads get attuned to this, we'll take over. Because sneakerheads love lining up for stuff. Yeah. Like, it's in our blood. Oh, yeah. Like, if I see a line at Real Fruit at the mall, I don't even want Real Fruit, but I want to line up for it. Like, I don't even care if I get the smoothie. I just want to line up. Like, we love lines. We'll get invited to a party, and we'll get there first so we can line up.
We start the line.
Like, yeah, we start the line for no reason. We have an invite. Like, if I have AVX at the theater, reserved seating, I'm lining up for that shit. I don't care. Like, we're good at lining up as sneakerheads. So if we are become, like, in tune with this whole real estate thing, we could take over. But we're all like,
know, man. You
it's a lot of
like,
money.
That's a lot of money. Bro.
And we're out here spending it on shoes.
Know, right?
We need to switch some stuff around.
But yeah, so that's why I kind of like my stance on resellers definitely calmed down a little bit. Mm-hmm. A lot. Yeah.
When you get to know some really good resellers, it kind of changes your perspective too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
There's definitely those dickhead resellers, pardon my French, they're dickheads, who literally line up and then will flip it to the guy behind them in line.
Yeah.
But the resellers that we have are good for the culture are ones like NetMag, who probably haven't lined up in 10 years.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't even know what a lineup is. Mm-hmm. Like he's
make
like,
relationships.
What? The only lineup he knows is a haircut. Like,
ooh, bars.
Snap, son. Those are the ones that I think that we refer to most of the time. Yeah. We're not talking about that scumbaggy one who's like living paycheck to paycheck and then getting shoes to pay their baby mama or whatever. Like, nah, none of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, KixFam, though. Thank you for trying to call us out. That was good.
No, I like
good
that.
Conversation. Yeah.
I like
not
that,
even
man.
A call out. He's just like, yo, Alvin, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
He's checking
know,
on you,
man.
Making sure you're okay.
Yeah. I know, Kix. I know.
He
bro.
Thought that I drugged you.
I know.
And you were just saying some shit. next up is at it's Bryant K. K?
No,
K?
Bryant K.
It's Bryant. I don't know if you guys remember that guy.
I do.
Bryant
Super Bowl.
Oh, it's Bryant K.
It's Bryant K.
K?
I don't know this guy.
I think it's Bryant K.
Bryant K. I thought it was Bryant K A, like he's Canadian. I don't know.
K.
It's Bryant K A. I don't know, man. so this is the guy who was in the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
So he says, to answer your question, I'm doing a Master of Music in Wind Band Conducting at Georgia State University.
Wow. That's dope.
That sounds wind crazy, man. Conducting.
That's pretty dope.
And our marching band was invited to be a part of the halftime show.
Damn.
So they were the team that placed and did the choreography for the on the tiny LED panels on the side of the stage for the drum line. I don't know if you guys remember seeing that.
Yeah.
And then he also got to be in it. Like he was, they were the fans behind the drum line.
Oh,
they were like kind of like in the crowd. Like, woo!
Yeah.
Very cool. So I guess to answer our question, it's not a job and we cannot do it because he sounds like he's working hard.
He's a professional at it.
Yeah. A wind band conductor.
I cannot be in any sort of wind band.
Any of those words. I'm not.
No,
wind band.
Conducting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Conducting things.
Very cool.
Thanks, brother.
I guess Georgia is known for their wind band conducting. Maybe.
True. It's a
to
big
go all
thing,
the way there, yeah.
It's a big thing.
Down in
sure.
the south.
Down in the south. Last up, we have at Low Key Sneakers from low Vancouver. Key.
Yo.
So low key, we've never heard from them before. Them, him, before. He, they, it says, hey guys, I listen to True Size podcast every week. I've been listening for a few months now and really appreciate the content and discussion you're presenting.
Nice. Thank you.
Thanks.
You guys have inspired me to get some other sneakerheads in Vancouver to begin a podcast of our own to rep the West Coast of Canada.
True. Let's get it.
And then he kind of just asked us about some podcast stuff, which we answered for him.
Nice.
But cool. That's dope.
Yeah, thanks, man.
If you want to be on our podcast and you're ever out here, man,
hit us up,
low key sneakers. Don't be high key sneakers and come say
be
what up.
Yeah.
And let us know what your podcast is called.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, we'd love to give it a listen and give you guys some support.
So I have Alex's suggestion for.
There we go.
It's errors, exclusions.
Oh, that's what it was.
Exclusion.
Yeah.
And e messages.
But he hadn't caught up yet. And I do like edits.
I like edits too.
Because exclusions is really long.
It turns from.
We're going to stick with errors, edits, and e-messages, but thank you, Alex Plain Later. Really good Instagram name, by the way.
Yeah, I
can always
Instagram
appreciate
good.
A good Instagram
That's
name for the suggestion. Next up, guys, we still have so much shit to talk about. Next up is Sneakerheading for Dummies.
Yay.
We need a theme song for that one. I'm going to start just open up GarageBand. What is that? OLG? Did I just win $2 on a scratchy?
Winner again. Sneakerheads for dummies. Sneakerheads for dummies.
That might be it.
There we go.
I think we found it. So the first one, again, we're going to have three.
If you,
the nice. First one is from at Ricozy from, I'm pretty sure he's from Toronto. He wants lace jobs for dummies.
Whoa. Lace jobs?
That
lace
sounds kind of
sexual.
Sounds like it's going to give me a Woody. not the sneaker.
Tug on that.
tug the laces tight. So colors. What do you guys do with lace colors? How do you feel about them? You guys do like flips? Do you guys do the mismatch? What are you guys feeling? What's your like go to?
If it's a plain or like a not plain colored sneaker. If it's like a monotone sneaker with a hint of something else.
Mm-hmm.
I want that lace color to be that
the hint,
that accent color.
Okay,
true. Yeah.
For correct. Example, the size.
For example, the 112.
Oh, the 112s exactly. 3M, Volt Green, and black. I definitely want that Volt Green that Joel has on right now.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Does like it come with other laces?
It comes black? With that and the black.
And you, what did it come with black in it? Like when you got it, was it black?
Yeah.
And you were
no.
Not,
it was.
Oh,
it was this,
he had the Volt in
it
already.
It was the Volt in it already. Yeah.
What about you, Joel? Do you like the accent color or do you like the toned down look?
Somewhat like the accent color,
yeah.
But if it comes with like an extra bag of laces,
mm-hmm.
then I'll look into that if it matches anything
yeah.
on a shoe. But I like the extra laces. It's pretty dope.
I usually, unless it's a Jordan 1, yeah. I find myself using the extra laces.
Like if, yeah like SBs,
yes.
the extra laces.
Yes. Almost always I use the extra lace because SB knows what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
With Jordan 1s, my laces always match the tongue.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I agree.
I see what you mean.
So with a white tongue, you're put on white.
Correct, mm-hmm. Yeah.
True.
I learned that from also a good friend of the show at Sniper Phil.
Oh. Yeah.
Snipper Phil gave me that lacing advice.
I agree with that advice, Phil.
Do you guys go when you're lacing outside or do you go inside? First. Are you going over and back
for
in?
For the first one.
For the first one, you're going.
The first one, it's over.
Yep.
And then it's like inside.
You're going out inside out for the rest of them. How about you?
I'm anal with mine.
Anal lace jobs.
So with my right foot, everything's all over.
Okay.
Until I come up to the last one and it goes under.
Okay, I think I'm the same way so far.
But with my right foot, I got the right lace
going under?
Over.
Over.
And I got the left lace under.
Got it.
And on my left foot,
the opposite.
I got the left foot, I mean the left foot, the left lace over and then the right one.
I understand.
It's sort of like it goes out.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Kind of way.
It makes sense. Yeah,
that's how I lace job.
That's your anal lace job.
That's my anal lace job.
I'm the same way, but I don't know if I'm that consistent with the which side is under. Okay. I know I do it the same way on both. I just don't remember if it's inwards or outwards.
Yeah.
But I agree with Joel. I think that's the SB head way, going over top. I think that's how SBs come. Yeah. Do you lace it to the top hole?
I do with the
Joel Air
Max.
Depends on the shoe.
Yeah.
Air Max is for
one.
Sure.
Okay.
Huarache's for sure. Anything low cut.
Jordan 1?
No.
I'm all the way up with my Jordan 1.
I lace to like the second, and then I tie it.
Yeah.
I think it's good to tie it. Maybe.
I was going to ask also, how do you tie it? Do you tie it like Joel does with that double knot type, or is it a bow, or is it loose? Is
depends
it
on how thick my calves are feeling that day. And how much lace I have left over.
Depends on the length of the lace
That's the lace job, the length of it, the duration. On Jordan 1s, I think Air Max 1s have it as well. Do you put it through that little tongue hole in the middle?
Always.
Yeah?
You do? Yeah. I don't.
No, it depends on how I'm feeling. It's time consuming.
Helps hold the tongue in place.
It pulls it out.
And it pulls it out.
I agree.
So that when you're putting it on, it doesn't like fold and you have to pull it out.
I know what you mean.
It just stays there.
Yeah. If I'm feeling like frisky, I'll put it in because it's a little bit of extra work.
Yeah.
Usually I put it in.
But I think with like, if it's like a brighter lace and like with a dark tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't want that little strip?
Yeah. Then I'll just leave it.
Yeah.
Because the little piece of like black or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I hear you, bro.
I'm saying.
Wow. Thank you, Ricozy, for asking us about our lace jobs.
Yes.
For any other type of jobs, hit up CGS After Dark.
After Dark.
Next up, good friend of the show. Everyone is a good friend of the show. Sneaker Life Husband.
Yo, A-Rod.
From the T.O.
Hello, Rav.
He wants to know about reshipping companies. Reshipping companies for dummies. I'm assuming, I've never used them, so I'm assuming a reshipping company is a company that you ship to and then ships to you.
Oh, yeah.
So for all these sites that don't ship to Canada or you don't want to pay duties, you would ship it to them in Buffalo or somewhere along the border, and they'll ship it to you.
Or you could pick it up.
Yeah. So I don't know how the ones that ship it to you work because I've never used it.
Me neither.
But I'm pretty sure all three of us have used the pickup option one. CBI, is that what it is?
Yeah, CBI.
So how do you use the CBI one? We'll go with the other option, which is like a PO box in Buffalo. How do you use that? Have you used it?
No, I've never used
it. Go ahead, Avan.
No. You sign up. It's free, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And it literally just ships it to a PO box. That's literally right across the border, maybe 5 minutes from the border. Mm-hmm. And then you go pick it up when you have the chance. Mm-hmm. And you can order literally as many things as you want. It's just you got to worry about the duties when you're coming back across the border.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
They hit you with duties.
Yeah. Right? So it's, I think, $6 per package is what they charge. Yeah, like once you're there, though, it's every time you go pick it up, it costs you $6 to pick it up.
Yeah.
And when you sign up, they give you like a specific PO number or PMB number or whatever it's called. Mm. So you put that on your name and then your PMB number and then their address. Mm. And then you ship it to them and that PMB number lets them know that it's you. And they put it wherever in their warehouse. And when you go pick it up, you pay the $6 and you can pick it up and you can come back across.
But in terms of that reshipping, I think I heard that if you use that, they end up paying some of the duties for you. But I think the duties end up being a bit cheaper.
I have heard that too. That
the duties can be cheaper. Or like you end up paying something.
Yeah.
But it's on less. Top of the fee that they already have for you.
Yeah.
But it's less than what you would have originally paid.
I've heard the same thing. Yeah.
And it goes directly to you as opposed to, sometimes I think there's a pickup location too, but it's still closer to Buffalo.
I think there's like a Mississauga option or whatever.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, hopefully that helps, Sneaker Life Husband.
Sorry, Aaron.
Yeah. We know about the pickup ones. I've used the pickup ones a lot.
Yeah.
Last up, good friend of the show. What up? Just saw this guy last week at Ryan Swanger.
Oh, from Brother Swang.
From Texas. Ryan Swanger from Texas. He wants to know about the sneaker component technologies for dummies. Sneaker component. I can't even speak now.
Okay.
Sneaker component terminology for dummies. So he basically wants to know, or not wants to know, I'm assuming he wants to educate other people on what the parts of the shoe, of a shoe are actually called.
Oh.
Oh.
So, okay. Alvin, this is like a little quiz for you, because like I said, 18 years at Foot Locker. What are the three main parts of a shoe? That's just the main.
The upper.
Correct.
The midsole.
Correct.
And the outsole.
Correct.
I just Googled that shit.
Hey, Google. Can you think of, oh, sorry, we'll do next. What's the, so you're looking down at your feet. Mm-hmm. What's the inside called?
I don't know. I can't remember.
So there's lateral like and medial.
Medial.
Yeah.
So medial is middle.
Medial. It's a medial.
It's in the medial. Oh,
okay. True. Medial.
So that's inside, outside. So you can have the lateral or medial side of an upper. Now we're getting more specific. Then even more specific, Alvin, what's a heel counter?
It's the heel counter.
That counters the heel.
It's the, it's the heel, like the hard part of the heel that holds it up. Like, you know when you were a kid and you were slipping on your shoes like chinelas?
Yeah.
And the cardboard or the plastic would stick out? Yeah. That plastic is the heel counter.
Yeah.
The thing that would cut your foot. Yeah. The thing would give you blisters and slice you open. Yeah. That's the heel counter. What about sock liner? That's pretty self-explanatory.
The thing that lines a sock.
Yeah. The thing that touches your sock.
Yeah.
And then just another example. Joel, what's a mud guard?
The mud guard is the outer part. It's like a shape on the upper. Let's bring out the 112.
If you're looking at the Air Max 1, guys.
Yeah. Air Max 112, it would be the elephant part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elephant so part. It's basically the part right above the midsole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess it guards from mud. I don't know what it's guarding.
Mud yard.
Yeah.
That's our quick rundown of the parts of a shoe. So now we don't have to hear people talking about, it's on that little part there, upper, little, middle, upper side, left.
Scratch on the heel counter. And
then, now I want to hear,
a little scuff on,
my lateral medial heel counter of the upper. Yeah, I want to hear that kind of stuff.
Upper midsole.
My sock liner scratch.
The black is a little dirty.
So now we're onto the promos part of the show. So we have two big things to announce right now on the promo part of the show.
Huge.
So the first part of the promo part of first part of the promo portion first. Of the show
first
part. Is
we should just announce it. It's gonna be weird. It's gonna sound so weird.
What?
If we do that.
We're gonna do both. I'll do the first part of the promo part of the show is the restock of our exclusive New Era Caps snapbacks, the staple snapback on our website this weekend.
Yep. It's for the listeners only.
Yeah. So if you're listening, we're not going to announce it anywhere else. This is a true to size TTS 50 exclusive drop on our website. So CanadaGotSold.ca, we'll say, I think 8 a.m. on Saturday until like 8 p.m. on Sunday.
Give them till maybe Monday, because I know some of our listeners can't listen to it up until.
Oh, okay. We can do Monday.
The weekday?
Okay. We'll do Monday at 8 p.m. We'll do Monday at 8 p.m. then.
A little bit.
Good guy,
weekday
Alvin.
Weekday listeners. Because I know we have like bus drivers.
Commuters and
commuters and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Monday at 8 p.m. Yeah. Like you got an extra day from Alvin. There you go. Yeah. Nice
love
guy,
you
Alvin.
Guys. Nice. Get that hat.
So please, you better, if you're hearing it on Monday right now, you better be buying that hat in 10 minutes. Yeah. So just please note that this is a pre-order. So it's going to be exclusive to all the listeners and it's going to be a pre-order on the website. It's $44, which includes shipping.
Yeah,
so approximately we'll say 4 weeks for us to place the order, get the hats in and then ship them out to you guys. We'll say 4 weeks, could be sooner, hopefully not later. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. We've been getting a lot of requests for this to come back.
Yeah.
And we thought there was no better way than to do it for the listeners of the pod.
The listeners.
So next up, the next announcement we have is we're going live right now on Instagram to announce the winner of the New Balance 997H contest. So we've never done this live thing before, and there's literally nobody, one person here.
Yo, Peasy!
We're not going to be on live for very long, so if you want to hold my phone for me. If you caught this live, that's kind of cool, because it would kind of sync up with the audio. What's up, everybody? We're live on True to Size right now, to TTS 50 right now. So how we're going to do this is we're going to go through the hashtag once again for everybody listening. We're going to go through the hashtag on Instagram, the CGS X New Balance 997H contest, and announce a winner. So I'm literally just going to ask Joel for... Give me a number, Joel.
A random number?
Any number you want.
Like in the 500s?
Whatever number you want.
500?
No, that's too much, actually. I lied. Okay. Less than 50.
34.
Okay, Alvin, give me one number.
6.
All the listeners, do you want plus or minus? Someone say plus or minus really quickly. It'll be 34 plus or minus 6. While we wait, just thank you again to everybody who's watching live, because this is kind of cool.
You guys,
this is what we look like when we record. Somebody say plus or minus. Plus. Thank you. So it'll be 34 plus 6. That equals approximately 40. So 1, 2, 3. Actually, I can just do rows. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30, 3, 6, 9, 1, 2, 3. The winner is at Kelso Baloyne.
He's getting 2 points.
Oh, yeah. I believe he won from the actual New Balance contest as well.
Yeah.
Congrats, Kelso Baloyne. If you want 2 books, by all means, keep it Kelso Baloyne. Is that right? Baloyne? Yeah. If not, let us know and we'll re-raffle it. Just let us know what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everybody who's watching live. This episode of True to Size is airing on Saturday. It drops at 5 a.m. iTunes, Spotify, all those things.
Google.
Peace.
Google.
Bye. Back to the podcast. Oh, geez.
Feedback.
A quick little 21 viewers. So our main discussions for this week. First one, coming from Jarek Presto of Toronto.
The homie.
Very good friend of the show. He, essentially wants to know about brand relationships. So more specifically, his question was, do brands expect anything in return when they send products? I feel like for a lot of people, this would be a touchy subject, but for us, we really don't care, to be completely transparent with you guys and be completely honest. I think that everyone as a consumer or as a follower of us deserves to know like what the relationship is like and if we're getting paid or anything like that. So just right off the bat, do they expect anything from us when they send us anything? Do you think?
Yeah, I would say just like a little post.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you don't have to
shout out. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, essentially, crazy. We don't get paid to post.
Yeah. No. So that's the next thing.
You know what I mean?
I think it's an expectation for sure. Like if they're sending something, it would be like an exchange. Like they're sending you something for free. So they would expect, hey, at least give us a shout out. But it's not one of those things where if you don't do it, they're not going to send you anything anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they want it to be honest and truthful and authentic. So they don't want you forcing it. So if you don't like it, I don't think they want you to post about it and say shitty stuff about it. They'd probably just rather you push it to the side and not say anything.
Yeah.
So as for compensation, just so anybody knows, we've never been paid for anything, any of the content we produced, the podcast, any blog posts, any Instagram posts. We've never received payment for any of it.
No.
This is all just a passion project for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Any money that we do make is due to the sales of our merchandise.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's it. So anytime you guys merchandise from us, it's able to fund our projects like this one, like the podcast, because the podcast isn't cheap. Honesty. What do you guys, like, what's your guys' opinion with the honesty of if they send you something? Because we're not going to like everything, but do you kind of stretch the truth? Are you blatantly, like, blunt? Like, are you like, the shoe sucks? Like, how do you guys feel when someone sends something? Like, what do you feel, if you don't like it, how you would approach it?
You should definitely be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, you're representing Canada Got Soul.
Yeah.
You're also, in a way, I don't want to say influencing people to purchase something, but if you're going to tell them that something's amazing
and it's not
the bomb and
yeah,
it's not. But again, like, everyone's foot's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But
and that's always the disclaimer I think that we always have.
Yeah. Like,
I think that a lot of the time when I get something, if I don't necessarily like it, I will, one, try and look for the good in it.
Yeah.
Because if someone went out of their way to do something nice for me, which is send a product, I'm not going to be like, this is trash. Like, if I get a gift for Christmas, I'm not going to be like, this sucks.
Yeah.
I'm obviously going to look for the good side of it. And definitely a disclaimer is also, it's not for me, but it might be for you.
Exactly.
Which I think is the most political way you can put that I'm not a huge fan of it, but I'm sure somebody else is. Mm-hmm. So it's not me saying don't buy it. It's just me saying I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah.
And I think that we're generally pretty honest with that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that there's a lot of media or podcasts or whatever. Not that I listen to any other podcasts. Sorry to any other podcasts who follow. Mm-hmm. But they're afraid even to have these kinds of conversations. Like, it just seems touchy. Or it seems like if you shit on a brand, like if we shit on Jordan Brand for having a dutty crease, they're going to not fuck with us anymore.
Yeah, but we talk about it on our pod anyway. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the point. You want to be completely transparent, completely authentic, and cover everything. Not everything is sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes brands fuck up. Sometimes they forget to put Zoom in a shoe, and they deserve to get a backhand for it. Like, they know it, and they know they deserve it, and sometimes we'll deserve it. That's why we have an EEE. We literally have a part in our show for people to come at us and be like, you guys fucked up. And we're like, all right, we know.
My bad.
That's all right. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
So I think that's very important. And it kind of comes down to authenticity too. Mm-hmm. So if somebody sends you something or offers to send something that isn't necessarily your cup of tea, in a sense that not even if it's a shoe. Like, if someone reaches out to you, Joel, and is like, hey, like, I actually have this line of, like, bathroom towels, and I think you'd really like them. Would you be like, yeah, send on? Or would you be like, I don't know if I need some bathroom towels. Like,
yeah.
You would probably be like, I don't know about that. Like, it comes down to authenticity, where it's like, does it make sense? Like, am I literally just pushing stuff to get free shit?
It's like someone trying to send me vegan shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am nowhere near that.
Yeah, we're going for chicken wings after this.
Straight bacon, dog. Straight keto out here.
Yeah, so authenticity is very important, because there is a lot of people out there who will just accept anything free, regardless of what it is, just to get something for free. And sometimes that's not the way to go. Like, it sounds really cool to get free shit, but at the end of the day, if it doesn't make sense, then why?
Exactly.
But that was a good question from Jarek Presto. That was really good.
Always with the questions.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, very good friend of the show. Mm-hmm. We should have Jarek on. If you're if you're in Saga, bro, hit us up.
Yeah, man.
Next up, from Ken Chung from Toronto. He wants to know about backdooring.
This
has been a very R-rated show.
From lace jobs. Backdooring.
Backdooring, lace jobs.
Being anal about lace jobs.
Yeah, backdoor anal, lace jobs, Woody. Like, might have to put the little explicit sign on this episode. So, Joel, really quickly, what is a backdoor? In the sneaker sense. Okay. Before you get too ahead of yourself there.
I was about to, like, I don't know if I want to talk about this. But backdooring, I guess, is like getting the pairs early, if you want to call it. Before they actually hit the floors, pretty much like meet me at the back of the store by the back door, and I'll give you your pairs of four. But yeah, man, like stuff like that, like backdooring.
Yeah. So like Joel said, it's basically just a store or a brand, probably mostly the store.
Yeah.
Allowing individuals access to the shoe before release date, or giving them priority access so they don't need to line up or enter the raffle. They just get it.
Yeah.
How does backdooring affect the regular consumer, Alvin? What do you think? Like, just the regular guy who lines up for shoes. Do you think it affects them?
Yeah. Because essentially their size is going to be sold
exactly
beforehand
through the back door.
Yeah. So you think it's like a big problem, or
it happens?
Yeah.
It's like reselling.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Yeah,
I mean, it's something that shouldn't happen, because, you know, essentially through a back door, what happens is sometimes employees get paid.
True.
Sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It happens. It's like reselling, right? Like,
yeah, I kind of agree with that. Like, I've kind of come to terms with it where, like, it's going to happen, and it's just like, it, like I said, it's going to happen, and there's not much you can do, so there's not much, like, what's the use of if crying really over spilt milk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you'll find, like, if you really wanted it, you would have been first in line, and the back door would have made no difference. Like, not to put fault on the person in line, but, like, if you really want it, you'll get it regardless of the back door.
Or you would have entered, like, every raffle.
Yeah,
every
like, store there's, you there's a lot that you can do on your side to mitigate the factors and put it in your favor.
It's like reselling. It's the exact same thing.
Because imagine, flip the script, and you're working at that store. Like, you're going to hook your friends up, I'm assuming, if you have the ability to. You're probably going to hook your friends up, or you're going to expect employees are going to take some pairs. Like, do you think that counts as a back door? Like, would you say an employee getting a shoe is a back door?
No, they work there.
Yeah. You would agree? What about an employee's friend? Kinda?
That's a back door.
That's a back door?
Yeah. Or if the employee is purchasing a pair for their friend.
Instead of getting it for
themselves.
Instead
of getting it for themselves. Yeah. And I mean, not necessarily a back door because that employee's entitled to that pair.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
But a clear back door is like a reseller or another individual who's not even a friend. They're just like, yo, I'll give you $100, lock it down. And they're like, got you. Like, that's obviously a blatant back door.
Yeah.
Why do you think stores back door?
For extra cash? For friendship? For loyalty?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't get mad at them for any of that. Because real talk, like, I would have done it.
Say the shit, bro. Me and Alvin backdoored when we worked at Foot Locker, and we sat courtside because of it. Mm. Straight up.
Oh, yeah, we did.
When the coincidence, when the Bread 4 came out.
That one, I sacrificed my pairs, though.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah. I sacrificed my pairs for those.
Oh, it was one pair from your store and one pair from my store?
Yeah. And it was the Bread 4s.
It was Bread 4s, yeah. Wowzers. Coincidence, it's back. Look at that, full circle. If that guy's still around, hit us up, because we'll get you some Bread 4s.
I still talk to him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's
that's
a good
crazy.
Guy.
But yeah, like, that's one reason why, like, this guy hit up Alvin. I think it was at Shoppers World. He's like, I need two pairs of Bread 4s. And Alvin's like, all right, bet, got you. And he took one pair from Shoppers World and then one pair from BCC, Bramley City Center, and then gave Alvin a pair of courtside tickets as a thank you.
Yeah. And that was after the fact. Like, I was always helping him out just because he was a good guy. But yeah.
So just so everybody knows, it's been happening for a while.
At least for 15 years now.
Yeah, nothing new.
Yeah, for a while. I've been working at Foot Locker for 80 years. So, like, just an interesting way to look at it. Like, NetMag actually wrote an article about backdooring and kind of why it's necessary at this point. I don't know if any of you guys read it. I think it was one of those ones that cost money.
Yeah.
But
it's like how to backdoor, right?
How to backdoor and why stores backdoor in the first place. So what he said was, like, just look at the sneaker landscape right now as a whole. Most of the stuff that's selling is only hype shit, right?
Yeah.
That's also the only thing that people care about backdooring, but that's kind of aside the point. Mm-hmm. So if the only stuff that's selling at Livestock is hype shit, excuse me, they're not paying rent off the hype shit.
No. Mm-hmm.
They make a minimal amount of money off this hype shit. Mm-hmm. So when a big release does come up, either they're making the extra money that they need to stay alive by selling a quarter of their stock through a back door and making a little bit of extra cash, or they have an arrangement with that person. Yes, I'll hook you up with these 40 pairs of off whites, but you also got to take these 40 pairs of fucking GR Air Max Theas or Tangents. Shout out to the Tangents.
Number one shoe.
Yeah. Like, that's apparently a really big arrangement that a lot of these huge resellers have with a lot of stores. I don't know if NetMag said specifically he has that arrangement, but he kind of alluded to it. So it's not a, don't look at what they're buying, like the hype shit. They're buying a lot of other shit that they're also responsible to sell. And that's what's keeping that store alive. So if when it comes to a release, think about if Joel is patronizing Alvin's store every day, like you said, that really good guy who came to the store every day, bought like Air Forces, Air Maxes, Dunks, like whatever. And then there's me, the hype kid who only comes for the raffles. Joel is keeping your store alive. Not me. I don't do shit. I literally come for the raffle. If I win, I come pick up the pair and then I leave. Joel's coming back the next week regardless. So if you're going to help somebody out and you want to keep somebody happy, it's obviously going to be the guy who's maintaining your store.
So that was
apparently, according to NetMag, who is one of the bigger resellers in the game, a huge reason why stores do backdoor and why we actually need backdoors. Because if we didn't have that, just the landscape that the sneaker community has been set up for, like, we'd be fucked. Like, these stores would all go under. So at the end of the day, we can't, I can't really blame them, because if you need to stay alive, you got to stay alive, right? That was the last main discussion topic. The last kind of thing I want to talk about, because we actually got a lot of questions about this one as well, which is kind of nice, kind of sentimental. Favorite CGS memories. First off, I guess we'll do favorite CGS memories.
Probably our first display, man.
At the Great Hall.
At the Great Hall with Cleveland Got Soul out there. And we were like, we weren't even Canada Got Soul, we were Sneaker Misfits. And we had the homies, we met the homies from Buffalo for the first time.
Kadaj.
And they brought some crazy stuff to sell. Like, it was crazy. But yeah, just that, man, because we weren't expecting to win.
Nah.
We were just there for fun.
Because we heard Cleveland Got Soul was there. We heard they're going to bring out some bangers. And like, just be able to see those in person was like a highlight, right?
Yeah, agreed. That was the first time I ever saw Mags in person.
Yeah. I think I would say that was my favorite.
Yeah.
And we shout out to, we did. Was it Dennis?
Yeah, Dennis gave us a couple
shout out to Dennis for, like, you know, the exclusive, was it J-Kids?
J-Kids.
Some crazy stuff.
Yeah, like the Flightposit Pros.
Yeah, he gave us a couple pairs, man. To help boost our Foamposite. Yeah. And what was it, Air Max at that time?
Yeah, we had some SBs, Air Maxes, and Foams. That was like the extent of what we had. That was like, what, 2010? Like,
oh my gosh, bro.
That's not even a Canada Got Soul memory. That's just like a us memory.
That was a us memory, though.
What about you, Joel?
I'd probably say that memory, and I think the one we did with the Air Max, when we were all there in that one section.
Oh, yes. Was us, that was like last summer.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like the displayers.
Yes, it was like Sean Collard, Mayor, Hardy Girl. All of us.
And then JP came in with all his threes.
Yeah, and he set it up in the middle.
In the middle.
I think that was probably one of the most memorable.
That
times.
Day was awesome. Yeah. I think it's got to be for me Shoe Hall. Like, what?
Oh, for sure.
Like, what? Like, we put so much shit into that. And, like, I think that no one who, or anyone who does something like this, like what we're doing, can't imagine having a turnout at an event, their first event they've ever organized. Like, we've never done anything like that. We've attended events.
Yeah.
And we had a lineup outside of our event to get our merch.
Yeah.
Like, people wanted to come out and take time out of their day.
Yeah.
Like, planned to come down and see us and, like, line up and wait and come inside and kick it with us. Like,
hang out. Yeah,
and spend their hard-earned money on our shit. Like, nah, that was nuts to me. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can do a live recording of the pod.
Oh, that sounds messy, but I might be down.
The next one?
That sounds dumb. Imagine. Messy, but that might be fun.
Just, like, take questions from the crowd. Just, like, stupid stuff, you know? Like,
that would probably be the worst sounding audio ever.
Oh, yeah. Anyone got a question?
Yeah.
There's like hustling and bustling in the background. Like, we need all the Lord. Shoe Hall 2 coming this summer for sure, though, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't know if we're going to it's not official, but it's official kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, well, I guess we'll wrap up the episode with how has CGS and or I guess sneakers, but mostly CGS, but I guess sneakers a little bit too. Mm-hmm. How has it changed your life? Because I know it's definitely changed mine.
How has CGS changed my life? Or sneakers?
Yeah, and or. Mm-hmm. You could do both.
Well, I mean, sneakers got me to CGS.
Yeah, pretty much.
And CGS gave me this brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's like family, man. Like,
for sure, man.
It's not even a business. It's just like a thing I do with my fam. You know what I mean? Like, so that definitely, I never pictured myself getting into something like this with sneakers. Yeah, man, it's been fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, it's the gains of like brotherhoods and stuff like that. Like, I didn't have any siblings.
Growing up,
And when I look at you guys are pretty much my siblings already. So it's it's what, like you said, like sneakers brought us to this. And it's like we gelled together. We had that one thing in common.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we just grew on it. And we just like educated everybody. We pushed the culture. And we got a podcast. We got Shoe Hall. We got all these events we've done. And it's, I think it's just the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
That we're all like all one entity. We're just all one person.
Yeah.
So it's whatever you get from Lawrence is what you get from me. Mm. Whatever shit you get from Alvin Q-Mart is what you get from all two of us. So mm-hmm. it's like Voltron, man. That's what it is, man. We all Damn. Form one lion.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's what it is.
I mean, yeah, I couldn't have put it better myself, to be honest. Like we all came from different walks of life. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like this, I was like this young, like 16-year-old white skater kid. And then we had like Alvin, like the young goon kid with his like baggy pants. Then we had Joel, who was a dad, like
the goon dad.
Yeah, like the goon dad with the tats and the minivan. Like, like just crazy. And then like we've ended up just literally turning a passion project into like people have said, one of the biggest things going on in Canadian sneakers like right now.
Which that's is big, huge.
Which is crazy,
bro.
Man. Big, because when we started huge. This, we started it to create and manifest and help in producing a better Canadian sneaker community.
Yeah.
And I think that we've done a decent job so far. Like the job's never over. Like I said, it's not a very high paying job. I think that total in the 5 years, I'll have to check my bank account, but it's been $0 into my bank account. But it's
worth
just,
it, man.
Yeah, man, it's all love. Like I literally do something every week. Like I see you get, we're in contact every day.
Yeah.
Like that group chat is like the only thing that blows up on my phone. And it's just us three, like talking about whatever, like dumb shit, like anything, like shoes, anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, thank you guys so much for like, I don't know, giving me this opportunity,
we have you guys.
Yeah.
Like we have the listeners, yo, like the relationship we have with you guys is crazy.
It's actually nuts. Yeah. Like the, like relationships that I formed, like I said, like, last week I was in Florida and I was able to meet up with Ryan and have dinner with him and his girlfriend. Like,
that's crazy.
What the heck? Like literally just through Instagram, like he followed all these Canadian sneakerheads and he followed us. And then I met this guy, Calby. Yeah. The first time I met him was picking him up from the airport to sleep in my house.
Yeah.
Like,
that's crazy.
Because of hashtag Canada Got Soul.
Yeah.
Like it brought together a Canadian sneaker community and just shit like that. Like people meeting each other and people forming relationships and people going about things the right way. Like, fuck, man. It's this is honestly all more than I think any of us ever could have asked or expected.
For sure.
And it's shit. It's only been 6 years, man. There's more to come.
There's a lot more to come.
Lots more. Shit.
I don't even feel like we hit anything yet.
Yeah. No. That's the crazy thing. We're still working. We're still growing. Yeah. We haven't peaked yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're still on the upswing.
Yep.
But yeah, thank everybody once again for everything. Like
thank
50
you.
Episodes of a podcast
Huge.
In less than a year is like insane for some guys who had no idea what was going on with podcasts up until this time last year. Mm-hmm. So thank you. More shit to come. Don't forget to pre-order that snapback if you're listening to this. Like, it's going to sell fast.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be back for another long while. So even if you're thinking about it.
Is that going to be a link on our website or what's
it'll that? Literally just be a buy now. You go to the page. Mm-hmm. It'll say like Canada Got Soul New Era snapback pre-order. You go to the article or whatever and you click pay now and you just it'll cash you out through PayPal.
Mm.
That's it. It's easy. I'm fancy, bro. I figured all that shit out.
Damn.
Jump on that. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you guys are taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. Please and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Facebook group called CGS Talk where we like to talk in it, use it as a forum, sell some stuff, connect with you guys. That's facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We also have our website where you can find that pre-order link for the New Era Snapback, where we post reviews, recaps, stories, and much, much more. That's canadagotsoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Please do not forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul for a feature. Remember, that's where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, J-O underscore D-3-O-N-E-Y.
I am Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 50 episodes. Please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We are CGS, and we are out. Peace. Damn.
50.
Big 5-0. We're catching up to Joel's age.
Oh, shit.